Welcome to Package, the official podcast of the Liquor Stores Association of Western Australia. Your host today, Peter Kapsanis.
Hello again. Thanks for your company. It's good to be with you. Well, if you believed the experts 12 months ago, property and businesses were forecast to plummet and the doom and gloom was just around the corner. Fast forward a year and residential sales are selling at a rate of knots. In fact, they're selling at their quickest pace in 30 years. And while our hospitality sector takes a hit every time we go into lockdown, sales activity in the commercial business sector across WA seems to be healthier than expected. Notwithstanding, some businesses have closed their doors or have decided to get out while they're ahead. Joining me in the studio today is Jonathan Parker, Managing Director of Platinum Business Sales, and today we welcome him to the LSA family as a new corporate partner. Jonathan, welcome to the team and welcome to the Package podcast series.
Thanks for having me, Peter. I'm delighted to be a new corporate sponsor of the LSA WA.
It's good to have you. Firstly, tell us, before we get into the nitty-gritty, Jonathan, tell us a bit about yourself. Who is Jonathan Parker and what is Platinum Business Sales all about?
Peter, Platinum Business Sales is a boutique business brokerage company based in WA, and we specialise in the sale of hospitality and retail businesses throughout the state of WA, although most of our work is mainly in the Perth metro area. I personally have been a real estate and business agent now for 20 years, first starting in residential sales and migrating into business sales around 12 years ago now. We're a small team, but our network and database is extensive and very specialised to the core businesses that we sell. Platinum Business Sales specialises in the sale of not only liquor stores and supermarkets and newsagents, cafes, restaurants, pubs, small bars. We handle anything from a small lunch bar or fish and chip shop even to a huge pub and anything in between.
You mentioned liquor stores. How can Platinum Business Sales be of use to the liquor store sector?
Our business focuses on achieving a win-win scenario for both the vendors and purchasers. We do this by encouraging open and honest communication between the parties and ultimately facilitating a smooth transition between the buyer and seller is our goal. Ultimately, we represent our sellers in trying to achieve the very best sales price the market is prepared to pay for their business. And once a contract has been consummated and a deposit has been paid, we will work with the purchaser to work through their conditions of purchase and act as a conduit of information during a due diligence period. We also help with any applications for lease assignment and liquor license transfers and that sort of stuff. Well, also we could be used to the liquor store sector if there are any members that are considering selling their business in the not too distant future. Anyone listening that is slightly interested in knowing what their business might be worth in today's market, we can help by setting up an appointment and sitting with each individual owner and working through their numbers. And once an overview of their accounts has been provided and basic lease details, it won't take long to price or give them an estimate on likely sale price of their business in the current market.
I have been on your website, Jonathan, www.platinumbusiness.com.au. There's a free plug for you. And there are a number of liquor stores on there already. Probably I counted around about a dozen or so that have recently sold or under offer. We're certainly keeping you busy by the looks of things. Is that particular market quite strong at the moment?
Yes, Peter, the market's never been stronger for liquor stores than right now. Yes, I have just sold 11 different stores across the Perth metro area, and I cannot remember ever having so many inquiries for liquor stores. At one point, I even had to delete a listing online as the inquiry rate was ridiculous, actually. I now have a database of genuine buyers for liquor stores in excess of 150 people. This can only lead to one thing for sellers, a top price being achieved. It's basic supply and demand. We now only have one liquor store currently for sale that I'm aware of in Perth, and obviously there's 150 people looking to buy one that I've got on my books. This can only lead to happy sellers. There is a FOMO, I guess, fear of missing out, driving the prices being achieved, as there is so much buyer competition and the buyers are aware of the state of the market. So how long this activity and prices will last, I have no idea, but right now it is definitely red hot.
Yeah, that leads me to my next question. We know that with the residential
property sector is quite strong. Does a strong residential slash property sector normally equate to a strong commercial sector?
Yes, I think a strong residential market is definitely positive for everyone and helps market sentiment. When buyers can see multiple offers on houses being presented and properties selling, you know, in a matter of a few days, the same level of inquiries for businesses, and that's what they expect. And it just makes everyone act very quick and make decisions, you know, instead of thinking about it for a while, you know. So it does impact a lot.
Okay. So what do people need to know if they're selling a business and B, buying a business? How can Platinum assist in either of those two areas?
Sellers would need to be aware that they will need to have their accountant or bookkeeper prepare their financial and sales reports for the last couple of years, along with a copy of their lease document, unless they own the property. Once all the documents are compiled, an appointment can be arranged to go through everything confidentially and, of course, obligation-free. I can then highlight any further information that I require to sell the business and what the business might be worth. A copy of the liquor license, a plant and equipment list, a copy of 1 month's rent invoice, a red line plan for the liquor license, a week's roster. Sometimes I ask for sales dissection, breakup splits. That's all the information that I would need at the time of listing a business for sale. As far as buyers, what do people need to know when buying a business? Buyers need to assess the suitability of the business for what they want to achieve out of the transaction, i.e. the amount of money they wish to make per annum, I guess, and how this is going to facilitate their lifestyle. They need to look at the hours they'll be available to work in the store, or if they're looking at running the business under management and how this affects the ROI. Also, they'll be looking at financing options available unless they're a cash buyer. Obviously, conducting a due diligence in conjunction with their chosen accountant is also a very important part of the process. And also settling in periods whereby the sellers will stay with the buyer after settlement to familiarise themselves with the running of the business and the client base. All these things need to be considered.
I've got to ask, and a lot of our listeners will probably think this is a dumb question, but no such thing as a dumb question. Some of the stores have range. They start from a mil 0.1, 0.2, 0.3. Now, is that for the goodwill or does it include stock as well when they're selling at that rate?
It includes goodwill and plant and equipment, and then stock is plus stock at valuation.
And if people listening right now, and we don't want our members to sell and not be our members, if they are going to sell, we want the new owners to be LSA members, obviously. So that's your job, Jonathan, no pressure. Find us new members if they are selling.
Definitely.
If people listening right now who are interested in selling a liquor store or cafe or some other form of commercial business, why can they trust Jonathan Parker and Platinum Business Sales?
Well, they can trust Jonathan Parker and Platinum Business Sales as we've got a track record of selling hundreds of similar businesses across Perth over the last decade, and I'm very passionate about helping people, whether it's selling their business or finding the right business for them and their family. You won't get any pushy sales pitch from me. Rather, I'll just make certain recommendations to people based on where they live, their budget and experience, and what they want to achieve out of a sale and when they'd like to sell their business. My core goal is to achieve them a fantastic sales price for all their years of hard work. And when selling, timing is everything. And really now, Peter, it couldn't be a better time in my opinion.
Before we go, Jonathan Parker from Platinum Business Sales, anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say thanks for the opportunity to be introduced to your member base, and I really look forward to helping some of them.
Well, look, it's great of you to come in and pop in. It's exciting to have you on board as a new corporate partner with the Liquor Stores Association of WA. It seems as though you've already got a pretty good foundation with the liquor stores industry and with our members, and long may it continue. We'll do our best to get you in again in the near future, and you can give us an update on the current landscape maybe in a few months' time. Thanks again for your time today.
Thanks for having me.